This is NerdFT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. The One Piece is Real Crier, and I'm here with Crier, a.k.a. The Rainbow Crocs Max.
That's right. Bring it back.
How are you, Crier?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to wear Crocs again because I haven't worn them in 10 years, and everyone used to make fun of me all the time for wearing Crocs. And now it's like the cool thing to do.
It's the cool thing. It's definitely the cool thing. You can go on sport mode or you can just rock them. And we'll talk a little bit about it once we go into some more.
I got a great story about Crocs just in general.
So
my grandfather
is
the only shoe my grandfather wore literally for 20 years. In 2003 or four, he literally would not wear any other. He had a dress Croc that had like the leather on the top. And then he was crazy. He just loved them so much. Before that, he was like a really big Birkenstock guy. But so it was just funny because just thinking about these, looking at the shoes, and I haven't bought a Croc in forever, and got the Doodles Crocs. And I just think he would definitely rock those.
All right. Let's definitely talk a little bit more in depth into the Crocs, as well as, again, the limited edition style of Crocs, because not only is it Doodles, there's a bunch of other ones as well. So before we get into Crocs, especially Rainbow Crocs and also limited edition Crocs, let's go into the first topic that we have at hand, which is Crier's topic. Please, we go a little bit into it. It's the SEC going against crypto.
Again.
The SEC going against some NFT companies. So Crier, what's the SEC up to these days?
SEC couldn't take down two crypto companies, so XRP won. Grayscale also won their lawsuit against the SEC for discrimination and not allowing them to turn their their trust into ETF. So those have both lost by SEC. So now they're going after NFT projects to see how that goes. So a company called Impact Theory, which is a LA-based media company, pretty much sold like a founder's key that allowed you to get into the business. And they would profit from Impact Theory if it was successful. They raised about $30 million from a lot of investors. And now they're saying that this is an unregistered reg security. So they are now suing them. This is literally, I remember saying this stuff early in the whole NFT kind of takeoff is like, if it's not the artwork or a community-based token and it has like a utility function where you're making money off them, there's definitely going to be some sort of backlash. You don't know when it's coming. It's all on chain and it's all going to happen. So I would definitely think this is going to be a big one to follow because probably 60% of all of these NFTs are probably considered some form, on the eyes of SEC, they're some form of unregistered security. I do think it's a great way to follow anyways, because we want to see what we just want. Guidelines.
What we can. Right?
There's no guidelines still. It's constantly a problem. Judges aren't putting up with SEC shit, which is awesome. So I definitely think that it's a good move. They are also, they're going to be appealing the decisions on the SEC is going to be appealing these decisions for the crypto side, for the XRP and for the other one, for the Grayscale trust. We'll see what happens, but they keep saying that there's no evidence of what you're stating. We'll see how on the NFT side, if this actually sticks. I will say this probably does have a better case on the SEC side just because it was like, oh, you'll profit directly from this and it's a share, right? If the company does well, they were touting it as a key. I think there's some issue.
No, absolutely. So one of the things that, if you were there at the beginning of, what is it? It's Impact Theory. That's the
Impact Theory
company. If you were in the beginning and you were trying to mint, what were you told about this mint? And one of those things was trying to build the next Disney. And if successful, it would deliver tremendous value. Imagine getting into Disney when they were doing the Steamboat Willie is what the company claimed to go ahead and do. So when we look back at all the projects we were minting back in the day with PFPs 2 years ago, and all that
no
good
one
stuff.
Said that shit. I feel like
that was just it felt a little cash grabby, right? That's like pushing it a little bit too much. Do people say they want to be the next Pokemon and that's what they want to do? Yeah, sure. But to say specifically
we're gonna make
you millions, tremendous value, imagine your a 10k investment can go to 300,000. If I'm not mistaken, they even said that as well. Not the exact numbers, but they said, imagine putting in 10,000 and you're going to get 30 or 300,000, something's ridiculous. Another really interesting thing was this founder. A lot of it's like 50-50 with this founder. He actually spoke at VCon, if I'm not mistaken, the first year, and a lot of people had really good things to say about him. Genuine individual, the whole nine. But again, unfortunately, when there isn't that regulation and it's the Wild West out here, you don't specifically know what you can and can't say. But hopefully, the moral compass for most of these projects that we're still talking about and we're going to events and we are heavily still committed to them and we have their assets, that moral compass is like, all right, maybe we shouldn't say this and maybe we shouldn't do this. Let's keep it safe. Let's do this. That's why it's great to see a lot of those projects from, if it's Doodles, if it's Yuga, if it's Cool Cats, if it's any of these projects that are still out right now, they have legal teams. They have those lawyers. They're making sure that what they're saying is like, good. And they're also waiting for a lot of for the SEC to come in with some form of regulation. And to be honest, like you said at the beginning of this, Cryer, this is actually, I know it's a bad thing for some, but also it's a good thing because, like you said, this actually allows somewhat to understand like what we can't and can do. So this allows a lot of projects to be like, all right, now we can hopefully not pivot because they're avoiding this.
There's some framework. There's some scaffolds to actually build something here. And again, it's also good for the people who bought this token. I'm sure, guarantee you it's didn't give you any returns. Yeah, and I'm sure it's worth literally nothing now. People get to see their court. SEC, we always bash SEC, but it is supposed to be protecting us against this type of stuff. So maybe you can do something good. They've sued a couple of NFTs. They sold remember the ice cream one they sued a while back for the rug?
Yep.
Looking at something like what Jake Paul or whatever his name, what's his name? Is that his name?
Jake Paul,
the whole crypto mons or whatever, like that can be something where there's definitely some problems where people have been taken advantage of and get to see their day in court. It's not always super, super negative, but we'll see. I would much rather than prefer to go after individual companies than large scale blockchains that obviously are, you know, somewhat decentralized and not a unit and not saying we're going to return you tens of X's with Disney-like gains. I do think that there's a little bit of a benefit, a little bit of silver lining is people get to see their day in court and we get to see some hopefully some regulation. If they lose, you can see what is actually a security, what actually is not. That's what we've all been asking for, ever since I got in the space, like
a long time,
you know, 6-7
absolutely
years ago,
so. From tokens, coins, to what's going on with NFTs as well. The order finds, this is what they said, the order finds that the NFTs offered and sold to investors were investment contracts and therefore securities. Accordingly, Impact Theory violated the federal security laws by offering and selling these crypto asset securities to the public in an unregistered offering that was not otherwise exempt from registration. So again, they saw how it is. They said, hey, listen, you can't just say this or that. Like, you can't just, oh yeah, this is, if you buy the legendary one, it's like buying Steamboat Willie. By the way, I know Steamboat Willie's like money and all, but what? Like, you could have used something better. Say Mickey Mouse or
not.
I mean,
even
pretty
like,
much like
related
saying,
to their company either. Which
it
I
was just
like
so
crazy.
Weird. Yeah. Like, again, obviously we have those like Cool Cats. They say they want to be the next Hello Kitty or they want to be the next Pokemon with like security. Their cool pets and whatnot. Secure, relax. They're just saying that's how they can see it, but they're not just telling you, hey, by the way, just if you buy it, you're going to make
Isn't
a boatload
like
of
the
money.
Number one brand monetarily wise right now.
Oh yeah, probably.
I think it is Pokemon, and I think
Hello Kitty is number one. It's pretty wild, but yeah, again, it's a great thing to finally see. Hey, we can't or can't do this. But one thing I will say, if you looked at Impact Theory, like what they said and what they were doing, I'm assuming the good founders that are still here would look at that and be like, yeah, we're just that's not what we would do anyways. So at least we have some guidance for the next bull run and for you degenerates not to do something stupid because it looks like the SEC isn't winning on the crypto side. So they're attacking the NFT side, even though that's pretty much the crypto side too. But other than that, any closing thoughts that you have on this, Cryer?
Not really. We covered everything. I just think it'll be something to watch for sure. You know,
absolutely. Maybe
most of you probably own unregistered securities in that hidden folder.
Hey, listen, if it's in that unhidden, then you might get your money back. It might not be a
there
lot, but listen, Happy Meal's a Happy Meal. Happy Meal's a Happy Meal, Cryer. I've been asking for Cryer for $20 for the last 6 months. Listen. I don't need Cryer anymore. It's going to be the SEC. That's going to give me those 20 bucks, baby. Yep, absolutely. Next thing we got going is let's go back into Crocs. Let's go back into NFT shoes, because that's what's hip right now. Yeah. Obviously, the first shoes that probably came out of it, like the bigger ones, was the Adidas and their Nike NFT project. It was Adidas as well as, of course, yes, you're absolutely right, with Nike. Those two were the big ones, but obviously, if Adidas was coming into the space and Nike was coming into the space and they weren't going to do a shoe, that would be weird. So let's talk about the unlike predicted ones, which is Doodles. And then right at the end, we'll talk a little bit about V-Friends, even though Gary's been always a big shoe guy. But the important one, Doodles, Crocs have gone public. And yeah, they're sold out.
Sold out pretty quickly, actually, because it went live today, I believe.
It went live yesterday at 12 o'clock, and it was supposed to go until the 31st, which is tomorrow, or actually when you guys are listening to this. It should have closed at 12, but didn't even reach that. It actually reached the 30th around, I think, 4, if not 5 p.m. Eastern. They're completely sold out. Thankfully, if you were a holder and you wanted a pair, you were able to not only get it for a discount, which was like 20 bucks, you were also in that pre-sale. So you actually got it a day before everyone else. Cryer, I'm going to be honest with you. When I first saw them, like obviously the collab of Doodles and Crocs, awesome. We've already talked about it as well. It looked good, the whole nine. Once we saw the box and I was like looking at, like when I was scrolling through it right before purchase, I'm like, I'm going to buy it. I get it, but I don't know. And then finally, there was a picture that came out, which was one of the teammates, one of the people on the Doodles team that surfaced, and they were actually wearing them. And that's what fucking got me on the spot. I was like, actually, these look not that bad. And I was telling people at work, my friends, Doodle holders, they're like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And then they finally saw that picture of someone wearing it. And they're like, oh, let's go ahead and buy some. I have a buddy. He bought like four. He doesn't know what NFTs are. He saw them. I'm going to buy it for my kids as well as my wife and myself. I like them. He's a big Miami guy. So he thinks the colors are a little like Miami Vice, Miami Heat.
Yeah, I can see that. They always have great, Doodles always have a great color scheme, colorway.
Oh, absolutely.
That's probably their best feature, right? And all their artwork and all stuff, just happy.
Simplicity and simple. The colorfulness. Absolutely.
But definitely interesting to see them sell out. People, again, I think, again, we've talked about it last time with the camp collab. I just think that they're going an interesting route where people like shoes, people like Crocs. They don't really know what's going on. Now they're bundled with a wearable. It's most of the stuff they're going on or, you know, targeted at is definitely the younger, skewing younger, especially with the camp. You're getting young kids into it. Crocs is definitely more of a younger, is popular for the younger crowd right now. I do think that we see sellouts like this for public. I think that's pretty big. I do think
100%.
It's 100%. And on the Crocs business side, you said Post Malone sold out shoes.
Dude, I got a list for you. Oh, listen, Cryer. I got a freaking list for you. You're gonna be like, wait, what?
I just want to say like the idea though. Like they sold them for $60. Yeah. Now they're selling them for $100.
120.
And they're sold out. You know what I mean? There's 100. Oh yeah, 120. So double the price of like a Post Malone shoe or whatever brand it is. Like I'm sure that most of the collabs are offering less, but these sold out at double the price. So Crocs gonna be like, oh, okay. Like this is interesting for me. Like we can now look for other NFT company or other projects that might be interested in this, or there could be more collabs. You know what I'm saying though? There's a lot of
absolutely another art. Because
Doodles is no in comparison to every other Web 2 brand, collab literally that nobody done.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Literally nobody. No one knows what Doodles are comparatively to. You know what I'm saying, though?
I know.
Versus, you're talking about Marvel.
One here, like, okay?
More people know a single person named Post Malone than the entire company of Doodles by a thousandfold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? They see as from a business standpoint, that's a huge markup on their product. It's bundled with a digital item that people can then.
New. Toodles exactly. Crocs has never done anything like this. And when you look at that price, this is where we're going to go into. I want to go into actual details of a bunch of these collabs, as well as remember, when you're getting this Doodle collab with Crocs, not only are you getting the Croc, you're also getting the charms. What's funny about the charms is that when you see people or kids, adults, I have Crocs and I have One Piece, Marvel, and DC little charms. Yeah. I went the cheap
way. They're like conversation starters.
For one, conversation starter. Number two, they're actually, it's expensive as hell unless you the plug, which is me. I can get you them for cheap. Just hit my lineup, a couple bucks for 16, 20. I'm always there, the plug. But number three is the digital collectible aspect of it. So all these individuals are going to get a digital collectible through Flow. Sorry, Crier. And if they know what they're doing here, they actually can grab those boxes. And by the way, those boxes are actually going to be on ETH first.
Yeah.
And then on Flow. So you can grab those boxes.
I'm gonna bash that.
I'm going to sell the shit out of them. I'm so sorry, Doodle people of the world. I have PTSD.
What if you get that one from my
I have PTSD from my Pharrell one, and I should have sold for one ETH, which I have yellow clown shoes right behind me. I'm not going to show you those.
I'll show you these. Who told you to sell that?
I know. I'll show you these shoes. If you would have told me I would have gotten these shoes, I would have been fine with it. But those
for
other
one
shoes?
ETH? You fucking kidding me? I wouldn't got those.
Hell yeah. I would have got a bunch of other stuff. Crier, listen to me for a second. All right. Important stuff. Right, what's going on here is that the price for a lot of people in the space, a bunch of group chats that I've had on X as well as Discord, everyone's complaining about the price. And I told every single person, I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I was a little iffy. I looked into it when I saw the charms and then the digital assets that you get with it. I was like, I'm telling you guys, this shit's going to sell out and you're going to be wishing that you bought it. Told everyone. No one listened, or a few people listened to me, and here we are with a sellout. Now, I want to talk about other collabs that Crocs had. Number 10, I have the 10 most expensive 10. Crocs on the market. Number 10, this is going to be funny, KFC and Crocs. They literally have fried chicken, and one of the charms is a fat boned chicken. It's hysterical. They went for $60. How much money would you buy one of these for, Crier?
How much would I buy it for?
Yes, 20 bucks. Please. 20 bucks. 300 finger licking dollars, Crier. Finger licking dollars. All right. Now, Carol G, famous artist, musician, singer, actually. She released shoes for $100 and on the shelves, and it was for Valentine's Day in 2022. Those right now are around $340, $339. And Crocs belt bag. Oh my Lord. They literally have a little fanny pack on the Croc. Ridiculous. These go for $395. I'm pretty sure this was on the higher scale side. So they were like $100 to $150. There's a Crocs and Pleasures clog skeleton. Good Lord. These are priced at $440. This is a streetwear company that's super famous, super popular, massive fan group, and $440. They sold it for $60. Balenciaga Polo Croc slide sandals, $565 per pair. Hold up. Balenciaga stiletto Crocs, $625. Balenciaga platform Crocs with a bunch of freaking charms. Hold up. I got the number. $850. Post Malone, holy shit, I was so wrong. Post Malone sold his barbed wire Crocs with a bunch of charms. They're yellow. They look awful. Crier, they sold for $60. They're at $858.
Wow.
Good Lord. Balenciaga boots, $895. And the most expensive one was, which is the Balenciaga, there's a trend here, hard Croc sandals, which are at the moment for $1,050. So
nice.
What's going on here is, as much as you want to FUD, as much as you want to talk about the price and it's not there for you, it's too much, it's too this, it's the bear market, Doodles did it. Not only sold out, but you guys are going to be eating your words when these shoes are going to go for at least $200, $300, $400. And it's going to be funny. And the reason for this is all the people that I was back, dude, I've become a reply guy maxi for the doodles, apparently. And there was people that are coming into my comments saying, on the sneaker side of things, saying these are great and put some respect on the Croc game. And I was like, there's no way there's a Croc game, like shoe game here. Yeah. There literally is. And when those people get a look at these doodle Crocs, get ready, and people are going to pay top dollar for it, and it's going to be very funny. I'm going to tell you, you'll come back. And if I'm wrong, shit, this whole episode
just the one,
was brought to you.
My whole goal was buy the one Croc pair and then distribute all of the whatever charms to my family. So Hayes and Lydia can have the charms, because you get 8, right?
I'm not mistaken. How many did you buy, by the way?
I just bought one pair.
One pair for yourself?
Yeah, Jessica, we went to the store and tried Crocs on. Jessica didn't like the bumps on the bottom, so she didn't want
to wear socks.
I mean, that looks ridiculous.
Wear no-show socks, but that's fine. It is what it is. Now, she didn't let's like go it, so into.
We ended up buying one.
Kaylene is the same way with her Crocs. She doesn't like the bumps either. Now, on the flip side of it, Cryer, I'm going to be real with you. You have to be honest. Yeah, this is a shoe podcast. You have to be honest with me, Cryer. These shoes actually are not that bad that are in my hand.
I can't see them, just at the bottom of the shoe. Yeah, look like grandpa shoes.
I've come to the conclusion that I'm becoming a boomer. I am getting old. I'm 27 years old.
Those look straight
up. I'm getting
up
to 30. I have showed those shoes to so many people. I've worn them. I've done a bunch of stuff, and everyone says good things, except goddamn Cryer. Every single time, it's
they don't look bad. They look like a huge. You should wear cargo shorts with those for sure.
Oh well, listen. The last time I wore cargo shorts was 2016, right before college. So don't get me on those cargo stuff. All right. But I'm gonna say this: these Gary V shoes, they were $90 on Reebok. They went out. They finally went to the public. Any sizes, any above 9, already sold out. 9 up to 14 is what they had. So right now, if you do want to get a pair, you have to go 8.5 and under. And right now, the resale value for a shoe that's 9 and above, I bought these for 90, they're at $300 right now. So the really cool thing about what's going on here, as much as maybe you hate Gary Vee, or as much as you are V friends, as much as you hate doodles and what they're doing, et cetera, cash grab this, cash grab that, both projects are going into a game, which is called the shoe game, and people like freaking shoes the same way they like cars, the same way they like Pokemon cards, the same way they like video games, the same way they like shows and movies. That's why we have Nerd FT Radio. Guys, get on the wave, figure it out, and start flipping some shoes, it looks like. The last thing we have to talk about, Cryer. And we have to nerd out.
Let's do it. I was going to do one more topic. We had the NFT sales.
Oh, yeah. We got some stats. This is a new segment called Cryer's Statistics. And we have some NFT statistics for you guys.
As we all have known, if you've been listening to this podcast, NFTs have just died over the past while. This week, again, sales have been the lowest they've been in pretty much since the start of NFTs, back to that $0. So $91 million was the total amount in the last 7 days. And it was a decline of 14% dip from the previous week. And the NFT transactions was also a 30% decline. But of all of those declines, it was a 38% purchasing of unique purchasers rose. So 38% more people are, the volume may be down, but actual unique users are up.
Are going
up. Which I think is interesting, right? Because this is something where we're getting those prices where people are like, not going down a lot more. It's bottomed out. No one even gives a shit about NFTs anymore. And people that are buying stuff are like, I like this. I think it has the value. To me, the value is there for what it is to collect and to hold, right? So when you start seeing stats like this where the volume's still dying, the flippers are probably not there as much anymore. You can't make money off them. So people that are actually buying are just buying to buy the product and buying to buy the NFTs. I do think that's a really interesting stat, and I want to track it over the next little bit. I think it's such an interesting play. So
absolutely.
We did have some really big sales of on the higher end side, big sales on Bored Apes, $135,000 Bored Ape sale.
Damn.
One NFT CryptoPunk was another big sale. I think it was like $150,000 or so. These are going above floor. So people that are actually looking for the one that they want slash looking for stuff that they don't care about the floor. They're not there.
They were priced out for the last 2 years. And this is the opportunity for those that are still in the space to get in their favorite projects.
I was looking at Bored Apes last week.
You were looking at Bored Apes. I've actually gotten a bunch of cool cats that are looking at Doodles for the first time. I have NRN members asking like, oh crap, this is my chance to get a cool cat or this is my chance to get a doodle. Those are like the two big projects. And I have one lonely person saying, hey, dead fellas are at a good price right now. I'm like, how about we just wait a second for that one? But all the cool cat one, sure, I'll rock with it. But the doodle one, absolutely, I'll rock with it. But the other one, let's just wait just a little bit more. But it's pretty interesting to finally see those individuals like yourself.
Yeah, do our boy Psych like that. Come on, man.
I'm not saying that, but I just need Psych. Listen, when Psych shows me this trading card game, I'm full blown back in it. And listen, I'm still dead fella for life. You know that. But except I wish I just had more merch, but that's besides the point. But it is really cool to finally see a lot of people that we've been in the space with for 2 years, 3 years, et cetera. And they're finally getting into those projects that they were like, man, I got priced out. I can't believe I didn't mint. I can't believe I didn't do this. I just missed it. Same thing happened with you with Bored Ape, if I'm not mistaken. You were looking at them at what price was the lowest ever you looked at one.
Lowest price I ever saw one. Yeah. The very first time I saw them, they were like two ETH. And
two
I
ETH, right?
Looking to buy one around seven. And they jumped to 17. And the last one
that's
I was like,
literally what happened
to
me.
17. Like I bid on some at 17 damn. And then lost.
I remember that happened.
I was like, no way. But even if that was the case, I would have sold at 32 because that's a node.
Yeah, you would have on the spot. But it's actually really funny. I remember when Bored Ape got to 7, that's when Cool Cats got to 1. And in my mind, my goal of flipping, going up, down, left, the whole 9 was I'm going to get that freaking Bored Ape. And just obviously never did. And here we are. Now I, myself and Crier, know more. Myself and Crier, McCrier know more about Bored Ape and Yuga than our honorary NRN
Ape
called Nate.
Nape.
Yeah, just wanted to say that. Shout out to Nate. He's probably not going to hear this anyways. We're good on that side. The other thing I did want to mention of you were mentioning big deals, Crier, right? I got to throw in some Cool Cat stuff. There was a 15 ETH sale on a Cool Cat. It was a 101, the skeleton Cool Cat. Just want to throw that out there. That's like a 30K, little 30K-er. Pretty cool. Yeah,
someone
said,
and I saw him tweet that NFTs are dead. And then
Everyone started doing it, which is a skeleton, which was funny. But what are the stats you got for us? Or are we wrapping it up and we're talking about the most important thing you will listen to this whole entire week, except making, what are you going to make? Another 30, 40 ETH on me, Crier, in the next few days?
Probably.
So the most important thing that everyone needs to know is that while you're listening to this, you could quit your job, you could go on PTO for the day, or you can just watch the show I'm about to say. One Piece live action is live as you're listening to this. Obviously, if you're a nerd and anime, that every single time an anime goes to live action, it is dog water, dog shit. It never works. The reviews are in. They've been having events for the last 2 weeks in Europe, California, in the United States, in California, if I'm not mistaken, in Brazil as well, and one other place. I think it was in Japan, where they showed the first 8 episodes to massive, like insane fans. I'm not even at their level. Everyone is saying this is the show that Netflix runs with, like they ran with Stranger Things. This is the show that is going to be compared to a Game of Thrones type show. The amount of money in every single episode into this show is the same, if not more, than every single episode of Game of Thrones season 1. Obviously, when we get into the season 6, 5, 4 of Game of Thrones, the amount of money they spent on every episode was insane. Maybe this happens later on, but I am so excited. I got into One Piece last year, and I'll tell you guys, and this is going to sound corny as hell and whatnot, but it's literally changed my life. I absolutely love this show, and you guys know how big of a Marvel fan I am. This doesn't, like, One Piece, like, Marvel doesn't even touch anything One Piece has ever done. It's that good. And hopefully for a lot of people that don't like anime, don't like animated shows, you'll give it a go on the live action side. Watch the first few episodes. I know Cryer tried on the animated side, didn't really like it.
Yeah,
hopefully the live action side of things will get you to watch a little bit more. But I'm super excited to hopefully have. I know my family, a bunch of my family members are watching, a bunch of my friends are ready to rock and roll with it. I'm just super excited, and hopefully they do a good job and they do show respect to Oda, which is the creator of the last like 1,100. Chapters of One Piece, and it's still going on. But other than that, episode 3 of Ahsoka is out. This is actually a really great episode that I just saw. Cryer, you haven't done your homework yet. By the way, it's literally it's all lightsabers. So I'll really enjoy it. But this episode, without spoiling it, it was like the first ever live action Star Wars Clone War, like the animated series. It was like, imagine grabbing just an episode from Clone Wars and just making it live action. And it was just phenomenal. It was the one thing I will say, the bad thing was it was really short, 36, 34 minutes. But other than that, like the action, the story, the back and forth with the characters, it felt like you were watching a live action Clone Wars or Rebels TV show, and it was just phenomenal, and I'm super excited for the show. She's literally my favorite Star Wars character of all time, so I'm super pumped. But Cryer, on the gaming side, have you checked out any games, or are we just still on the parallel side of things? Because listen, you and I, we played, or I didn't play you, but you showed me how to play. At first, yeah. I was literally going to smash my computer in half.
Yeah, it's
but
a little tough.
After you showed me the way, I was crushing it for two, three games. Just gonna say that. But what other games are you looking at, Cryer? Right,
piggyback in there. I've been playing. I haven't been playing a ton of games lately. I played Parallel. Has definitely, that's up my cup of tea, right? I'm big gaming on the card game side. I love that stuff. So I'm really excited about that. Actually, OpenSea released a new page for Parallel specifically that you can now.
That's actually really cool.
You can actually track not just the card, but like what the stats do, what card decks they're in, and all this stuff. They're building like their own page out for them on the Coinbase side or the base chain side. Super interesting on that side for sure. I think that's going to be a really good move. Look really good on that side. So you can actually make decks and price them out as a whole thing, which I think is really smart move for the Parallel team and for Coinbase, right? Because OpenSea's been getting slammed lately for their action. Yeah, mostly just been doing that and just kid stuff. Got kids going back to school this week, next week. Yeah. Guess we'll meet the teacher today. I've been that gaming it up, playing that Dark and Darker game a little bit, but I haven't played in a week now.
Okay, listen, on my end, it's just, you know, Marvel Snap as always, and I played a little bit of Fortnite. I think I lost my touch. I did play a few good games, but like, I just can't win. I have one win in the last 2 days, so I'm pissed. But other than that, again, the one thing we did mention a little bit earlier was Dead Fellows. There was a sneak peek, kind of a little clip of the trading card game that's going to be coming out. It was just an animation, but it looks like they're pretty close, hopefully, to releasing that trading card game with their dead friends, which is the companions of Dead Fellows. So hopefully the closer we get to that, we can have Psyche and the team jump on so we can chat and hopefully get the beta onto that so we can see what's going on there, because Marvel Snap created a new beast in me in these trading card games. Cryer's already been this beast for the last 20 plus years, so if we can get some new games, trading card games that are actually involving some of these NFTs that we own,
yeah, for sure,
that would be super awesome. Hopefully we can get some more on that. But other than that, have a wonderful day. We'll be back next week with another episode of Nerd FT Radio. Grab a brick, probably throw it at the SEC if you want, and just keep building.
That's the best exit you've ever said.
Oh, I got it. Peace. We'll see you guys later.
Later.